From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Abuse in intimate relationships can take many forms. It can be physical or emotional. It can also be economic, where abusers take control of their partner's financial lives and attack their ability to be self-sufficient. It's historically been the most understudied form of abuse. Ashley Powers profiled two women who escaped abusive relationships for the California Sunday Magazine to better understand the high cost and hurdles of leaving. Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
So, Ashley, what did economic abuse look like for the women that you talked to?
So the two women were from different ends of the economic spectrum. Mary's husband had prevented her from working. She didn't have a lot of education. Samantha, by contrast, is from Silicon Valley. She was the breadwinner in her marriage, but her husband exerted control over everything.
Yeah, she was having to secretly stash money under her desk at work. The fact that these women's abusers controlled their financial lives just, it made it much harder for them to leave in the first place.
It really did. When you talk to experts and advocates about this, they'll say that oftentimes the number one reason someone either doesn't leave an abusive relationship or doesn't leave successfully is that they don't have the resources to stand on their own. And if you think about abuse as a form of dominance over another person, a form of control, one of the easiest ways to strip someone of their ability to walk away is to take control of their finances. It can be a partner preventing, you know, his wife from getting a job in the first place, or, you know, disabling her car so she misses work, or running up someone's credit cards. It's stripping the victim of her agency.
And so when the abused partner then does get away, then what happens?
Then there's a question of how they stay out. And part of that is restarting their financial lives. For example, Samantha, she wanted to set up her own bank account, and she wanted to sort of extract herself from joint accounts with her husband. And this was really difficult for her to do. She went to her credit union and they're like, you have to have your husband come in. And she's like, I have a restraining order. Like, I can't do that. I think a lot of times our financial systems are set up for best case scenarios. Because domestic violence is much more widespread than any of us would like to think it is, I think it would really help to consider what happens in these worst case scenarios.
Ashley Powers' story about the cost of escaping an abusive relationship is in the October issue of California Sunday Magazine. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you.